犯罪越多越好呢？
Does that mean that the more we sin, the better?
用保罗的话来回答说，断乎不可。
But in Paul's word, the reply is by no means.
不要忘记，耶稣是来拯救我们脱离罪恶。
Don't forget that Jesus came to save us from our sin.
不是让我们继续活在罪恶之中。
And not to let us to live in sin.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章这样说，断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
So in Romans chapter 2 verse 2, chapter 6 verse 2, Paul said, by no means we die to sin. How can we live in it any longer?
耶稣怎样来拯救我们脱离罪恶？
How can Jesus save us from sin?
今天我们就要来思想这个问题。
We will like to think about this question.
他赐给我们一个悔改的心。
He gave us a heart of repentance.
要离开罪恶，一定要有真诚的悔改。
To stay away from sin, we need to truly repent.
不是通过做好人积功德来抵消我们的罪。
It's not by being a good man and accumulate our good deeds that we may offset our sin.
这是两条完全不同的路线。
This is entirely two different ways.
一条是生命的路线，一条是死亡的路线。
One is the way to life, and the other one is the way to death.
一条是福音，一条是宗教，是律法。
One is gospel, the other one is religion and law.
差别太重要了。
The difference is really important.
我不知道我今天能不能把这个问题讲清楚。
I don't know if I can explain this very clearly.
我再强调一遍，太重要了。
I want to emphasize that this is very important.
可惜很多人选择后面一条。
But a lot of people, they chose the latter.
耶稣是为有罪的、不可爱的、有病的来到人间。
Jesus came for those who have sinned, who are not lovable, and who are sick.
他成为属灵的一位大医生。
He's a spiritual doctor.
可我们却常常不是高举这位耶稣，而是忙着背诵经文。挂起十条诫命，好像单单靠诫命就能改变一个人的灵魂。
But so very often we do not uplift Jesus. We are busy reading and memorizing the scripture. We uphold the Ten Commandments, as if the commandments can save us, to save our soul.
人们所需要的是神的爱，是神的恩典，我们却只能像法利赛人那样提供做好人的标准。
But what people need is God's love and grace, and not like the Pharisees that talk about being good men.
所以今天我们要来学习耶稣这个比喻。耶稣这个比喻讲到两个人的祷告。
So today we want to study about the parable given by Jesus about prayers.
这两个人，一个是法利赛人。一个是税吏。
So two different kind of people who pray. One is the Pharisees and the other one is the tax collector.
这短短的几节经文，一共五节经文，这个比喻太深刻了。
Only five verses, short verses, but the parable means a lot.
我们先来看法利赛人的祷告。
Now let us look at the prayer of the Pharisees.
法利赛人怎么出来的呢？
How do the Pharisees come about?
我们来想一想这个过程。
Yeah, let us think of the past.
我们每个人差不多都有这个过程。当我们不认识神的时候，我们可能对宗教一点不感兴趣。
Just like us, before we have religion, we also do not believe in religion.
我们觉得宗教都是迷信，都是一种自我的陶醉。
We consider religion is a superstition.And also self-intoxicating.
当我们听到了福音，我们被神的爱所感动，我们很多人信了耶稣。
But when we hear the gospel, we have been touched by Jesus and we accepted Jesus.
成为基督徒以后呢，马上就有一个挑战。
But as soon as we become a Christian, then there comes a challenge.
我不知道你有没有这个挑战。
I do not know if you have that kind of challenge.
这个挑战就是怎样使自己成为一个像样的基督徒。
The challenge is can we become a typical Christian?
这个世界特别强调你的表现。
In this world, everybody emphasizes on performance.
人生就是一个舞台。
Life is like a stage.
每个人都要去努力地表演一番呢。
Everyone wants to put up a good show.
要做出成绩，要得到奖赏。
To bear fruits and to be rewarded.
从小孩子开始呢，一个又一个比赛，要拿出成绩，要得奖。
Since childhood, one race after another.
就像我们现在站在台上，很多人也在看我们。你翻页翻译的好不好？你讲的好不好？
Just like as when we stand in the on the podium, people will look at you whether you speak properly or you translate properly.
很多基督徒也不知不觉地被带进到这样一个潮流当中。
A lot of Christians have been unknowingly brought into that kind of race.
我们也在比赛。
We are also in a race.
我们要做一个虔诚的宗教徒。
We want to be a pious religious believer.
我们要做一个德高望重的圣人。
We want to be a highly respected saint.
我们要得到道德一等奖。
We want to get the first prize of morality.
有的人这样称呼了圣职，还有资深的基督徒。
So even some of the mature Christians.
资深基督徒这个名字不是 mature， 就是他一个地位的意思。
It's a long-standing Christian.
我有一个学生，他在文章上这样写我，他说，他的老师是一个资深的基督徒。我看了这句话，我心里非常不舒服。
A student once wrote me and told me that his teacher is a long-standing Christian.
在这种潮流当中，就出现了法利赛。
So in this kind of tradition comes the Pharisees.
他们是犹太人那种特别虔诚的信徒。
And they are the believers who are especially pious.
他们相信神的存在没有问题。
They believe the existence of God. There's no question
about it. 他们过虔诚的宗教生活没有问题。
And they can lead a Christian life, a religious life.
他们每天祷告三次。
They pray three times a day.
他们的行为不简单啊。
And their action is really unusual.
一个礼拜禁食两次。
And in a week, they fast twice.
他们的收入奉献十分之一。
And all their income, they tie one-tenth of it.
这不会是骗人，他的祷告里这样讲，我想不会是骗人。
I don't think they say this is to cheat people.
这种行为有什么问题呢？
So what's wrong with this kind of action?
有一位牧师叫 Foster， 他福士德，他说法利赛人行的义啊，不能等闲视之。
So when Pastor Foster said the Pharisees we should not overlook the how they practice their religion，
他们决心要顺从上帝的意志。
They are determined to obey God's will.
那种专心的态度是我们中间许多人做不到的。
And their attitude of concentration, a lot of us will not be able to make it.
但是他们的意义有一个十分明显的特点，就是外表的。
But there is one significant in their action is the righteousness. Their righteousness is from outside.
他们要控制外面的事物，包括对别人的控制。
They want to control all the external things, including other people.
他们的热心是在那些可以测量的标准。
And they are enthusiastic about the yardstick to measure people.
几次？你祷告几次？你读经读多少？
How many times you pray and how much you read the Bible?
你奉献奉献多少百分比百分之一百分之五百分之十
And how much you tie? 110 or how many percent?
这样就可以下结论了你是资深的你是这个刚刚入门的
So that comes to the conclusion that there are some long-standing and some are newcomer.
这样就把别人比下去了
Then they'll be able to beat others.
他们是在进行一种宗教的奥林匹克比赛。
They are like going for a religious Olympic games.
把世界的价值观引进到神圣的信仰中去。
They want to bring in the value of the world into the sacred belief.
我们真要小心啊！我们今天好多人实际上也在这个潮流中啊。
We got to be very careful because of a lot of us are also doing that.
他们重视的是在适当的时候做适当的活动。
They emphasize in doing proper things at a proper time.
他们拘泥于那些遵守信仰的条例。
They restrict themselves on the rules of believing.
他们忘记了信仰的本质。
And they forgot about the nature of believing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道信仰的本质是什么吗
？Dear brothers and sisters, do you know what the nature of believing means?
你真的去重视这个本质吗
？Are you really pay attention to the nature of the believing?
我们下面再来看看法利赛人的祷告。
Let us look at the prayer of the Pharisees.
他们的祷告正是法利赛人的典型。
And their prayer is typical about the Pharisees.
从他们祷告中，我们才知道这个法利赛人多少了不起了。
From their prayer, we know that how outstanding they are.
有的时候我参加别人的祷告，我不太了解这个人。
A lot of times when I participate in prayer meeting, I don't know these people.
但是我听他的祷告，我心里才有这个感觉。哦，这个人了不起啊
！But when I listen to their prayer, I find that they are unusual.
什么叫真正的祷告
？What do we mean by true prayer?
真正的祷告是献给神的。
True prayer should be given to God.
是唯独上帝。
Should be given only to God.
可惜我们很多时候我们的祷告是唯独自己。
But a lot of times our prayer is for ourselves.
有一位犹太人的老师。
There's one Jewish teacher.
犹太人叫拉比，他的祷告呢被人家记下来。
This Jewish they call a rabbi, and they recorded his prayer.
人家把他祷告这个祷告的文字记下，他的内容是这样的，大家来听听他的祷告。
So the content of his prayer is like this. Let us hear.
这个犹太人的拉比说：“我感谢你主啊，我的上帝。”
So he says, "I thank you, Lord, my God."
你为我在学院里安排了一个位置，而不是跟街头巷尾的那些人一同在一起。
You have arranged a position for me in the college, not just like the people in the street.
因为我一早便起来。虽然他们也一早起来
I got up early and though the other people also got up early
但是我早起来研读律法他们早起来这是为了虚妄的事情
But I got up early to study the law but they got up early to do vanities
我做工他们也做工我做工可以得奖赏他们做工却得不到奖赏
I work and they also workBut I work for reward, but they do not get any reward from their work.
我奔跑，他们也奔跑。我奔跑是奔向来世的生命，而他们却朝向灭亡的地狱。
I run, they also run, but I run towards my next life, but they run towards the hell of perishment.
这个犹太人拉比的祷告，把它记下来。我们可以从这个祷告里去思想。
This is the prayer from a rabbi. and then we can think about it.
法利赛人的祷告讲的都是事实，他确实是不错的。
The prayer from the Pharisees, they are all facts.
他的行为超过一般的人。
And their action surpass a lot of people.
当然不要说税吏了，税吏在他面前是根本不能比的。
Not to mention comparing with the tax collector.
但问题在哪里？问题不是在我是否比他比我的同胞好。
But the question is whether I'm better than my fellow people.
问题是我是否像上帝那样好。
The question is, are we just as good as God?
当你的目标只是在上帝，你的这个比较就只是跟上帝在比。
When your goal is towards God, then you are competing with God.
当你的目标是在人，你就跟人在比。
But if your goal is towards man, then you are competing with man.
巴克雷牧师是英国很出名的一个神学家，他讲了一个故事。
Pastor Buckley is a very famous pastor in England, and he talked about a story.
他说有一天呢，他坐了那个火车到苏格兰去。
He said one time he took a train to Scotland.
他在这个火车窗口外面望出去，看到一个农村。
When he looked outside the window, he saw the countryside.
在这个农村里面有一座房子，正好呢用这个石灰呢正好粉刷过。
And he noticed there was a house that had just been painted with white cement.
所以看上去好白啊，其他房子比其他来呢都好肮脏的。
So this house looks very clean compared with the other looks dirty.
他觉得这个房子太可爱了，太白了，太纯洁了。
So he thinks that house is really very white and very clean and very good.
再过几个月，他又坐火车到苏格兰。
But after a few months, then he took again a train to Scotland.
他又从窗口里望出去看这个农村。
And as he watched over the window, and he saw the countryside again, this house again.
这个时候正好是冬天在下雪，到处都被白雪所覆盖。
At that time it was winter, it was snowing.
在这个白雪里面，他看到一座房子。
And in the snow, he saw one house.
这个房子就是他原来看的，那个房子看上去又灰又脏。
That house was the one that he looked at several months ago, but now looks dirty.
他跟这个白雪来比，这个原来那个白房子就显得不白了。
To compare with the whiteness of snow, that house is not as Why as the snow?
所以一切都要看我们的比较的标准。
So that depends on the standard that we are looking at.
比较的对象。
And the object that we are comparing.
法利赛人去比这个同胞，去比那些这个他周围的人，他觉得骄傲，他觉得自己了不起。
The Pharisees, they compare with the other people. They find that they are very outstanding.
接下来我们来看税吏，税吏他怎么祷告的。
Now let us look at the prayer of the tax collector.
这个税吏在巴勒斯坦地方是最被人看不起的。
The tax collector are very much despised in the Palestine.
他们为罗马政府服务，所以人家看他成犹太人，把他看成卖国贼。
They are working for the Roman government, and the Jews consider them as traitors.
当时的时候呢，这个税务制度也很腐败。
At that time, the tax system was very corrupt.
罗马政府采用一个办法，就像中国以前那个农村里叫承包税务承包制度。
So the Roman government they adopted a system of giving contract for tax collecting.
就是这个地方的税，我出一个价钱，$1,000。看哪个人价钱高就包给谁。
For a certain district, they fix a price. Whoever pay that price will give them the right of tax collecting.
如果我出2000块， 他出三千块，测到最高的就给这个人，这个地方归你收税。
If somebody bid 2,000 and another one bid 3,000, then the right will be given to the one who bid 3,000.
出价最高的得到了这个权利收税。
So the one who give the highest bid will be given the rights of tax collection.
从此以后，他收税，他每年就要交这个规定的钱，剩下来的钱全是他自己的腰包。
So at the end of the year, they will pay the agreed amount to the government, and the rest will go to himself.
所以这个税务制度非常腐败，人家都不知道要交多少税，当时也没有报纸，也没有电台。
So the tax collecting is very corrupt in that time. There were no newspaper, no radio station, and the people, they just don't know how much tax they should pay.
不像我们今天知道你要付多少税，他是随便跟你讲，你要付一千块，他只能付一千块。
Not like today, we know how much tax we need to pay. If we need to pay 1,000, we've got to pay 1,000.
所以最后的钱都赔到他的口袋里去了。
So at the end, most of the tax goes to the person who got the right of tax collecting.
所以犹太人呢，把强盗、把杀人犯、把税吏看成一类。
So the Jew, they consider robbers, murderers, and the tax collectors as one category.
法利赛人呢，走在路上，他连他的衣服都不要跟税吏碰。
The Pharisees, when they walk on the road, not even the corner of their wardrobe be in contact with the tax collector.
这个税吏是非常肮脏的，非常坏的，非常罪恶的人。
So the tax collector is dirty, very corrupt, and also unclean, and sinful.
但是耶稣来到世界，他跟那些税吏、跟那些罪人一起吃饭。
But when Jesus come to the world, He eat with the tax collector and the sinners.
当法利赛人质问耶稣的门徒说，怎么你们的老师怎么跟那些税吏一起吃饭呢？耶稣回答了一个非常重要的问题。
When the Pharisees asked Jesus' disciples, how come your teacher can eat with these sinners?
耶稣在马太福音第九章说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是找义人，乃是找罪人。
And Jesus gave a very important answer. That's in Matthew chapter 9, verse 12 to 13, which says, On hearing this, Jesus said, It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
耶稣的意思不是说某些人已经够好了，不需要他再来给他们什么帮助。
Jesus, he didn't mean that some people are good enough and they don't need any help.
他也不是说他对于好人没有兴趣。
And he didn't mean that for good people, he's not interested.
他的意思是，我来不是召唤那些对自己的良善已经很满足的人。
And Jesus, he meant that he came for those who are not satisfied with their, who's not perfect.
那些不需要别人帮助的人。
Those who do not need the help.
我来是来召唤那些深深感到自己的罪业需要救主的人。
He came for those who feel that they need help.
税吏是一个心灵破碎的。
The tax collectors, they are persons who are broken both in heart and in soul.
你看他来到这个圣殿里，他是远远的站着，他连举目望天也不敢。
When he came to the temple, he stand at a distance.And not even raise his head.
就好像我们有的人呢，这个来到这个聚会，都坐在最后一排。
Just like some of us who come to the worship and sit at the back.
他都坐前面几排都不敢坐了。
They don't even dare to sit in front.
他呼叫说，上帝啊，开恩可怜我。
And he cried, my God, have mercy on this sinner.
他没有同别人去比，他只是要求神的怜悯。
He didn't want to compare himself with others. He just wanted God's mercy.
这是每一个祷告最重要的开始，只有这样的哀求才是真正的祷告。
This is the least requirement for any prayer. And this is a true prayer.
有的人常常同我说，他说神没有听他的祷告，其实他的真正祷告还没有开始。
A lot of people ask me why God didn't listen to his prayer, but actually his prayer hasn't started yet.
真正的祷告是要把自己的生命和神的生命做一个比较。
True prayer should compare one's life with the life of God.
当我们自己的生命与耶稣的生命与上帝的那个圣洁相比，我们只有一句话可以说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人吧。
When we compare our life to the life of God and the holiness of God, all we can say is, have mercy on us as sinners.
所以耶稣说，就是因为他这种心灵的破碎，就是因为他这种谦卑的祷告，是他的祷告在神面前蒙了悦纳。
Because the tax collector of his broken both in heart and in soul, and his prayer has been humble,that he has been well accepted by Jesus.
法利赛人祷告是自言自语的，他不是对神祷告。
The Pharisees, when they pray, they're only praying to themselves and not to God.
他们是通知神，告诉神，我这个人怎么样怎么样，不错吧。
They are just want to inform God that they are good people.
他们得到什么呢？他们什么也没得到。
What do they get? Nothing.
第二，我们看到那个税吏的悔改，表明他要从心里开始跟随神。
And we can also see the repentance made by the tax collector, that in his inner heart he want to follow Jesus.
法利赛人他们祷告，他们奉献，这都是神的律法规定的，也是神要求我们遵行的。
The Pharisees they pray and they tithe.These are all rules set by God.
问题不是错在这个祷告和奉献上面，问题是这个轻重导致。
There's nothing wrong with prayer and tithing, but the problem is they have not set the proper priority.
神所看重的是内心。
God look at the heart of people.
因为神什么都不缺，他不是看重财物。
Because God is short of nothing.
他只缺少人对他的信靠和对他的爱。
He is only short of people's love and trust in him.
法利赛人只看重财物，我把这个财物奉献十分之一，算得很精确，十分之一就可以了。
But the Pharisees, they look upon material things and money as important. As long as they offer, then they are okay.
我们对耶稣的话一定要全面理解。这个耶稣不是要我们不要重视这个十分之一的奉献。
We need to understand the God's word more properly. It doesn't mean that we do not pay attention to the one-tenth tithing.
我常常听到有些这个粗心的朋友他给我讲，基督徒他说，我们都是新约的基督徒啊，我们注重的是以心灵和诚实来敬拜神的、啊，所以我们不需要遵守十分之一奉献的律法。
I have heard from some new believers, they say in the New Testament time, we worship our God in spirit and in truth.And we do not care much about the one-tenth tithing.
我们来听听耶稣怎么讲。
Let's see what God said, what Jesus said.
耶稣对这个话讲得非常清楚，在马太福音23:23，耶稣这样说：你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。最后一句，这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
Let us see what Jesus said. He said very clearly in Matthew chapter 23 verse 23, Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
这个最后一句话，耶稣的最后一句话，中文的翻译不是太清楚。这更重的是你们当行的。那，这个那是什么呢？这个英文就很清楚了。不要忽视前者，不要忽视十分之一的奉献。
In this verse, the Chinese translation is not very accurate, but the English translation is very clear, which says, you should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
今天，耶稣不是说不需要祷告，不是说不需要奉献，而是一定要从心里，真正从心里出发来祷告，来奉献。
Today, Jesus didn't mean that we do not need to pray, we do not need to tithe, but what he wants us to do all these things from our heart.
最后我们来思想一下，耶稣到底要求什么？
So lastly, let us think of what really Jesus wants us.
法利赛人只满足于外表。
The Pharisees, they are satisfied what is outside.
他们只看见人的外表。
They only look upon the people from outside.
但是神能够看人的内心。
But God can see the inside of people.
耶稣教导我们，仅仅不犯谋杀的罪是不够的。
So Jesus teaches us that it is not enough if we do not commit murder.
我们必须不怀谋杀人的念头才够标准。
It will be up to standard unless we do not even have the slightest thought of killing people.
不犯奸淫是不够的，不怀淫念才够标准。
Not to commit adultery is not enough. It will be up to standard.If we even do not have the thought of committing adultery,
也许我们从来没打过人。
Jesus have never hit any person.
也许。
Oh, maybe we haven't hit any person.
可是有谁能够说他从来不怀打人的念头？
But can anyone say that he never have any thought of hitting people?
也许我们从来没有犯过奸淫。
Maybe we have.Not committed adultery.
可是有谁能说他从来没有不正当的思想？
But can anyone say that he never have any desire of committing adultery?
耶稣认为思想和行动一样重要。
Jesus considered action and thinking are both important.
按世界的标准，一个人没有犯法就是好人。
According to world standard.A person who does not commit murder is a good person.
按耶稣的标准，人必须没有犯法的念头才能算是好人。
But according to the standard of Jesus, we can be considered a good man if he doesn't even have the slightest thought of committing sin.
所以在神的审判之下，谁能站立得住呢？
So in the God's judgment, who can stand?
许多人在外表上好像道德完备。
A lot of people, when you look at them from the outside, they are morally good.
但是在神无所不知的眼光下面，他的良善将会崩溃。
But in the eyes of God, when He knows everything, His goodness will collapse.
所以耶稣给了我们一个新的标准。
So Jesus gives us a new standard.
这个标准就在马太福音五章二十节。
This standard is in Matthew chapter 5, verse 20.
也印在这个今天的这个程序表上。
And it has been printed in our bulletin.
这节圣经太重要了。马太福音五章二十节，耶稣说：“我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。”
This is a very important verse. Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
法利赛人的行为不简单啊。
The actions of the Pharisees are unusual.
怎么超过他呢？
How can we surpass them?
就取决于你的内心的功夫。
So it depends all on us from inside.
这个服事的牧师讲说，他说我们的义超越法利赛人义到哪一种程度，可以从我们的生命彰显神在我们内心中所做的功夫到哪一种地步看出来。
So Pastor Foster, he said, to show that we can surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees,We should show ourselves that we are truly connected to God.
这句话很难翻译啊！这句话我自己中文读出来，我也都搞不大清楚。我把它简单一点，就我们的要怎么样来超过法利赛人的义，就看你的内心表现怎么样。
How we can surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees depends on what are shown from our inner self.
内在的生命，这是重要的，是最重要的。
The inner life of every one of us is the most important.
你的内心到底是怎么样？我们不知道，神清楚，太清楚了他。
What is inside of you, nobody can know except God.
你现在正在想什么？我看不见你，但是神现在一个一个人的照相机都照着，你现在在想什么？
What you are thinking now, nobody knows. But God, like a camera, can take all what you are thinking.
你现在在想什么呢？
I don't know.
是的，有的时候我们连自己都不知道我们在想什么。
A lot of times, we don't know what we are thinking.
但是神看重内心。
But
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你的义一定要超过法利赛人的义啊。
But God really looks upon the inner side of every person. Our righteousness should surpass the Pharisees.
神需要我们成为一个真正改变的人。
God wants us to be one who really repent.
不是外表的模仿。
Not just from outside, look from outside.
只有我们内心真正的改变，我们才会把需要控制别人。我们知道，很多人都想控制别人。
No, a lot of people, they like to control other people.
今天为什么这个家庭关系困难？为什么这个社会关系困难？
Today, why there are so many problems among families and in the society?
因为每一个人都有一种欲望，他要控制别人。
Because everyone has the desire to control other people.
只有当你认识到内在的改变完全是神的作为，不是我们的作为，我们才能够放下要改正他人的那种强烈的愿望。
When we can really change in our inner self, then we can lay aside our desire to change other people.
托尔斯泰说，每个人都想改变人类，但是没有人想改变自己。
The Russian scholar Tolstoy said,Everyone wants to change mankind, but nobody wants to change himself.
真正的基督徒就是属于这种人。 就是相信我们内在生命的改变，我们就是要改变自己。
So a true Christian should be the one who really desire to change himself.
哥林多后书三章六节，保罗这样说，这是这个新的翻译。这新约不是用条文立成的，而是圣灵亲自立成的。因为条文不能有什么贡献，反而使人绝望死亡，但圣灵却使人永远活着。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6, it says, He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
做一个内在生命改变的人，做一个真正改变的人，做一个谦卑的人。
We need to really change in our inner self.And to be spiritually growing, and to be a true Christian.